Why do we have to donate all this stuff to his shelter? We never get to hear if it does any good.
Don't worry. The work you do for God will never go to waste. Do you ever worry that what you do won't matter? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. When I'm working on a project, I like to see the results right away. But a lot of times we don't get to see that when we work for God. Maybe you give to the missionary offering but never hear what they're doing. Well, don't give up. Listen to what Paul wrote to the church in Galatia. He said this in Galatians 6:9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." That reminds me of our story today. It's called Planting Trees. Tired and sweaty, Gabriel came into the house. "Mom, do we have any more lemonade? It's like a billion degrees out there."
"I'm making lemonade right now," Mom said.
"I can't believe the weather we're having this early in the year. I'm surprised you and Max are playing basketball in this heat."
"It's basketball season," Gabriel said, as if that would explain everything. "We're going to sit in the shade of the oak tree while we drink lemonade and cool off."
"Good idea," said Mom. "And since you're taking a break from basketball, why don't you and your brother help me sort these things when you finish your lemonade?"
Gabriel frowned. "Do we have to? I mean, we will if you say we have to, but..."
He paused and looked at the piles of new and used items on the table and floor.
"You're giving all those things to the organization that helps people in need and tells them about Jesus, right?" he asked.
"We've done that before, but then we never hear anything more about it. If it does any good, we never see it."
"Well, we do get reports now and then," Mom assured him. She stared out the window a moment. "But even when we don't, it's like that old oak tree in the backyard."
Gabriel looked up, puzzled.
"It is? Your great-grandfather planted that tree as a sapling, knowing he'd never enjoy its cool, refreshing shade on a hot afternoon."
Mom smiled at Gabriel. "But he planted it anyway."
"And now we enjoy the shade on hot days," said Gabriel.
Mom nodded and put glasses of cold lemonade on a tray. "We don't always see the fruit of our labors right away, if ever. We help others because of the love Jesus has shown us, and we want them to know about his love too. We can trust him to use our efforts to bring more people to faith in him, maybe now or maybe years from now. He doesn't waste any work that's done for him."
Gabriel picked up the tray with the lemonade and started for the door. Then he stopped and looked back at his mom.
"We'll come help you as soon as this lemonade is gone," he told her.
Well, how about you? Do you wonder if the good things you do for others even make a difference? We can't always see how our work for God affects others, but God puts all the things we do for him to good use, whether we see the results right away or not at all. So keep doing things that show others the love of Jesus. He promises that anything you do for him will not be in vain. It won't be useless. Trust him to bless others through your efforts and help more people know about him. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 15:58.
"Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain."
And our key thought for today: God's work never goes to waste.
You know what? I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or today's story, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we received from kids like you. And who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send your questions my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.